The Republican state senator who lost a primary after voting for gay marriage is dropping out of the race. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Senator Roy McDonald says he will not campaign on the Independence Party line in the general election and will instead back his former primary opponent.
Senator McDonald, in a statement, says he's decided not to continue campaigning on the Independence Party line for the November vote. McDonald narrowly lost a GOP primary following his decision to vote yes to help get gay marriage approved in New York last year. McDonald says he's quitting for the unity of the party and will now back Saratoga City Clerk Kathy Marchione as the GOP's candidate. If McDonald had actively campaigned, he could have split the vote with Marchione and caused the Democratic candidate in the race to win. That could have made a big difference in the Senate, where the GOP holds a razor-thin majority. McDonald says he believes in keeping the Senate in Republican hands. Governor Cuomo one day earlier told McDonald in a letter that if the senator decided to remain in the race, he would cross party lines and endorse him.
I was saying in the letter, it's wholly up to you, and it's a difficult decision, and I understand the pros and cons both ways. But my position is I support whatever you decide, period.
Cuomo says a third-party candidacy for McDonald would have been an uphill battle, but he says the senator would have had support. Pro-gay marriage groups have already said they would have donated money and helped the senator with get-out-the-vote efforts. Three other Republican senators voted for same-sex marriage and ensured passage of the law back in June of 2011. One, Senator James Alesi of Rochester, decided not to seek re-election for other reasons. Senator Mark Grisanti of the Buffalo area easily beat back a primary challenge, while Senator Stephen Saland of the Hudson Valley squeaked by primary challenger Neil DiCarlo. Cuomo says he does not think those events should discourage other politicians in other states from sticking up for same-sex marriage if they believe it's the right thing to do.
Senator Saland won. Senator Mark Grisanti won. And Senator McDonald, you know, he had tremendous support if he chose to go forward at this point. So, no, I think you could argue it the exact opposite way.
McDonald, in a lengthy list of his accomplishments during his years in the Senate, did not mention the passage of same-sex marriage. He instead touted his work to secure health insurance and other rights for people with autism. McDonald has two grandsons who are on the autism spectrum. The contest will now be between Marchione, who is against gay marriage, and Democratic candidate Robin Andrews, who is a town supervisor in Columbia County and a married lesbian. Andrews, in a statement, says the race going forward should not be about same-sex marriage, but about who can better look to the future for the residents of the district. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.